Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week, and hello to the weekend. Was that too loud?
No, that was good.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure. I made that at 11:30 p.m., which on a Thursday is really late for me.
Oh.
I've been going to bed at like 9:30 recently. Is that weak or does that
it's
show
smart.
The resolve to get a good night's sleep?
It's smart.
I like it.
I'd rather just go to bed late and get up late.
Yeah?
Yeah, well,
get the same amount of sleep.
To work just early, you have to go to bed early.
I still have school early-ish.
How early, though?
I usually am on the road by 8.
Oh, come.
Hey, that's the latest I've been going to school in the last 3 years. The last 2 years I've had class starting at 8, so I had to be on the road at 7.
Oh, jeez. That's too early for class. I wouldn't be able to handle
it. It would
that.
Be calculus-based physics, usually.
How could you even function at that time, especially with that?
Adderall.
It was either calculus or calculus-based physics.
He's just really jazzed about calculus-based physics.
Not really.
You know? He just kind of walks in, storms into the classroom like Kramer, but he's holding one of those, like, flat-top hats and a cane, and he's all, "Start spreading the news. I'm teaching today." Because you probably, like, lead the class a little bit.
No, I'm good.
If you're that excited about it.
Oh, yeah. If you're that excited, yes. And I have one or two students in my class that might be that kind of person. No, they're the ones that like to argue with the teacher that their method is better.
They're
for
the
sure,
ones that are
sure.
on Adderall.
I hate those teachers.
Yeah,
definitely. You can't call us because we're not live.
And we don't like you very much.
And if you're listening to us on KOUG, you can't hear us say all the bad words that we're potentially going to say.
But
probably going to say, not potentially, are going to say. Let's just be honest.
How could you say such a thing?
I know.
You said the B
the
word.
B word.
My God.
Yeah.
You know, there are some children who listen to this.
Suck it.
We have to expose them to this while they're young.
That's true. You harden them up for the hard world of the internet.
Might as well just give them a glass of scotch and a cigarette while we're at it.
If we can hand it through our microphones to you children at home, we would probably do it. But we would also get criminal charges leveled against us. So would it be worth it? No.
If they have a better life, yes.
Is there anything you would tell your younger self?
My younger self?
Yeah, like any words of wisdom that you didn't know then that you know now?
Stay away from Fireball whiskey.
But so many good memories have been made with it.
I almost broke up with him over Fireball whiskey.
How so?
You couldn't have broken up with me over because we weren't dating.
Yeah, we were. It was the first date when we were at Drew's house, like the first time we hung out, really. And you got super shwasted on...
Wasn't that November?
No, that was the first time we kissed in his basement.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure we were going out when we kissed.
Okay, I just, all right.
You might be easy, but I'm not. Okay, so anyways, but he drank that whole bottle that you guys had given.
Well, Therese and I helped. But...
Yeah, no, Therese wasn't there.
I thought Therese was there.
No, it was just the
she
dudes
wasn't.
And me.
Oh. And Ben doesn't like Fireball.
And he just drank it all. And
I had some.
I was driving home and I was like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic. And I think this is not going to work out. But you had said something like, he's not really like this normally. He must be nervous. And I was like, I fucking hope so. Because this guy is like totally drunk and it's not cool.
It was just really tasty. And I hadn't learned my lesson. About
yeah, you hadn't really had that much experience with alcohol, so you were kind of still figuring out your limits and you're kind of testing the water, so to speak.
I'm getting
And you tended to overdo it.
I'm getting my roots, though. I've been dibbling and dabbling. I have started my dresser drawer liquor cabinet, which is coming together okay. It's got, like, the essentials in it right
now. Are you
going
to put, like, little things to put the bottles in?
Maybe. I don't know if I'm going to go that far. I'm thinking at least maybe like a velvet lining in the drawer.
Hey, velvet's cheap.
I know, right?
And what color?
Go to like Michael's.
Oh, red.
Oh, okay. Red. Yeah.
Wait, what?
You could have gone like with zebra stripe or something really, really out there.
I'm not pimping out hoes on the street corner.
I don't
know
your life.
You should at least know that I'm not pimping out hoes on the street.
You might
corner.
Be.
She doesn't ask where your money
We're
comes
going
from,
to
probably,
Disneyland, so I mean, like, that's home
baby,
money.
How else am I going to pay for it? Now, shut up. Get back out there.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't that hard. You just do what I tell you to do. You're my bottom bitch. Get out there. Come on. Give me some money.
Aw, thanks, Bobby.
Oh, God. I don't know. If Butters can all of a sudden stumble into being a pimp in that one episode that I saw of South Park in its entirety, then it honestly can't be that hard of a business to put together. So I could be paying for Disneyland in no time.
That reminds me of that line from Archer is like, it's about starting a cartel. Well, how hard could it be? Mexicans do it.
Jesus.
That's horrible and racist, and I don't agree with it because...
Oh, God. Yeah. Mallory Archer, a role model for upstart businesses.
It's
everywhere.
Pretty much just, yeah, Lucille Bluth in cartoon form.
I'll have some scotch. It's 8 o'clock in the morning.
And a piece of toast.
If Lucille Bluth actually had real resources.
And had covert ops training.
She definitely... Okay, if Lucille Bluth was just plopped into the Archer environment,
she'd
would not
die.
Yeah, she would not be able to cope.
No,
because she's like, what, she's like scared of she like makes up burglaries in her house to get people over to them. Mm-hmm.
The glass
like
is on the
out.
outside. Oh, I didn't notice.
Jesus. And she'd probably be like, oh, she'd definitely get a psychological evaluation too because of the way that she's mistreated Buster all his life.
Mother.
She just wouldn't make it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Poor Lucille. I guess you're stuck with being a lonely old lady.
Actually, I saw a thing. It was like a little quiz. Was who said it? Donald Trump or Lucille Bluth?
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man.
And it was good, actually, because unless you knew the show, it would have been hard to tell.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, so any examples that you remember?
Oh, shoot. I don't know. I really don't. I remember it was about 50-50 Donald Trump, Lucille Bluth, okay. But...
I mean,
I honestly can't remember.
Focusing on Donald Trump for a minute, because, I mean, it's a shame that we technically aren't allowed to talk about politics, but seeing as he's more...
He's a celebrity he's a businessman who likes to be a celebrity, and that's all this is.
But... If
there we go, I'm skirting the rules.
There we go. All right, we found our loophole. You can't get us for
we're
that.
We're talking about a celebrity, not politics.
There you go. But if he were okay, it might be going back to that territory.
Yeah.
His policies, like if actually enacted, he's technically a fascist.
Basically,
with everything that he's starting to promote, registration of citizens and
only certain citizens though.
Oh yeah, that's the key element of it that would. Definitely push him towards that label of fascist. Like he could just go hang out with Mussolini, and then he'd be like, "Hey, give me some tips on how to run your country." And Mussolini would be like, "Hey, I don't know."
Okay, I've never seen a thin person drinking Diet Coke. Who said that? Donald Trump or Lucille Bluth?
Trump. Lucille never said that.
They didn't sneak into this country to be your friends.
Lucille.
Yeah, that was definitely Lucille. Yeah. Knowing the show helps a lot.
Laziness is a trait in the blacks. Black guy is counting my money. I hate it.
That's Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're building a wall to separate the U.S. from immigrants, which was my idea.
Trump.
It's one banana. What could it cost? $10?
What?
That's Lucille.
That's Lucille.
Anything bananas is always the
Blues. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists, and some I assume are good people. Obviously,
that's Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suddenly, playing with yourself is a scholarly pursuit.
That's Lucille.
The only kind of people I want counting my money are little short guys that wear yarmulkes every day.
Wow.
I'm not sure which one that
is.
Trump.
That's Trump, but I never heard that quote. Jeez.
I have a great relationship with the blacks.
That's also Trump.
Yeah.
I don't think Lucille, thinking about it, has ever said anything about the
Ken,
Jews.
The last one. If you're worried about criticism, sometimes a diet is the best defense.
Lucille.
Yeah.
And we got 100% on that, I hope.
We got 9 out of 10. So.
It was the wall was Lucille.
The wall was Lucille.
She had the idea.
That was her idea. In season 4.
Oh, well.
Yeah,
I know.
I
only watched it once.
Season.
Same here.
I
watched it once, didn't really like it, moved on.
It stopped halfway through the first episode. It was like, nah.
I do want to see the cut that actually linearizes the entire season.
I hear that really holds up.
Yeah.
And has everything.
I could imagine it would make it a lot more enjoyable.
Because the whole format of season 4 was completely wrong, and I understand why they had to do it.
Yeah, because the actors didn't want to free up time in their schedule to make it work.
But they could have, like, waited a bit more.
Yeah.
I think, like, maybe even a couple more years I would have been fine waiting if they had made it, like, the same quality as the
right.
first three seasons.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe David Cross couldn't have looked so fat, and he would have had time to fix himself. But he's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Honestly. If you've seen, have you seen any of the like, it's basically their reincarnation of Mr. Show on Netflix. It's called With Bob and David.
I've seen it. I haven't watched any of it.
I've watched a bit of that, and I've watched a little bit of Mr. Show. I think Mr. Show is definitely better, and I don't know why it is, but I think it's there. I think maybe they use swear words a bit more freely.
Huh.
On Mr. Show?
Oh yeah, Mr. Show. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They use swear words more freely on Mr. Show.
I think so. Yeah.
I was pretty sure that the other one was like really
well.
Bad.
That's because we were watching the episode where they were just saying the word cunt over
all
and
the
over.
Time. It was awful. Oh my god. That's like my least favorite word.
But it was such a good sketch. That was
I don't know if I agree with that necessarily.
All right, this will sell you on it, hopefully. It was all right. It was David Cross's character is in a bar, and he's basically like the fratty dude that's in his 30s that never grew out of the personality.
Okay.
So
Ben in 10 years.
No, it's the frat dads, basically.
Yes.
And we've talked about the stereotype with Ben.
Oh, my God. It's fun to be in that lifestyle now, but in your 30s, it's just going to be so depressing. Like, we hope maybe he moves on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Anyways, continue with your story.
My story or the retelling of this sketch?
That one.
Oh, yes.
It was, all right, David Cross, he's, you know, the Friday douche guy, and he's in his 30s, and he's going around the bar and he's talking to people who are having like shitty days, and they're talking about their jobs and how their bosses suck. And so as moral support, he decides to call out all these people that they're talking about as cunts. And he's just saying the word over and over. And magically, these people appear behind him when he's calling them cunts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually the FBI comes into the bar because they figured out that he can summon anyone just by using that word. So as a test, there's a couple that brings in a poster of with a picture of their missing daughter, and he has to look at this picture of this 6-year-old kid and call her a cunt over and over. And it brings her back, and he does it with like terrorists, and oh my god, it just escalates from there.
Okay,
it's a pretty fantastic superpower that I don't think I would mind having.
Did they try aliens?
That
would be interesting.
I don't think they tried aliens, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Why? That's the next logical step.
Yeah,
I would think. Man, I've been watching some really. I'm not sure how I would describe these, but they are kind of like those Ancient Aliens history shows with Kirstie's dad.
Okay.
Like, I don't know. It's just fun to sit down. Like, we've trashed them before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, man, you can just veg out and watch those for hours. And it's amazing these leaps of logic that are taken to show that the government is run by aliens or cooperating with the aliens.
Or the lizard people. Or that the pyramids were actually a construct of the, you know, the different alien species,
or that there's a hidden military base underneath, like the Denver airport that is housing live aliens and doing experiments on them to advance our technology forward. Like, oh my god, like that is amazing, the leaps in logic to watch. But also, it seems like everybody that has eyewitness accounts of these stories where they claim that they've seen, like, aliens being pushed around on top of carts mm-hmm. in, like, these Raiders of the Lost Ark style rooms right. full of boxes. Like, they always seem to get cancer afterwards,
mm-hmm.
which makes me kind of think of Watchmen. Maybe they're, like, funneling asbestos into their cars or something. I have no idea. But yeah. it's amazing how these eyewitness accounts always pop up, and then immediately afterwards, the evidence just disappears, and it's just very consistent. It just makes you wonder. Very X-Files-esque.
I would say, also, I wonder how many of those people watched way too much X-Files when they were young.
Oh, man, I have no idea.
And then that's, because that sounds like every single plot point from X-Files conspiracy episodes.
Those should just be, like, the control questions on, like, surveys that are yeah. taken. Like, if you want to, like, take an assessment of the public and see how many of them believe in aliens or mm-hmm. like if they're controlling the government, just as like the starter questions ask about like what kind of drugs do you do, what kind of TV do you watch, and how often do you watch it,
right?
I don't think it's amoral to
what
start
episode
like
of the X-Files did this occur in.
Oh my god, if you can name it down to the episode and maybe even the time code. Yeah, maybe.
Well, because that's the thing, is I mean, before I watched The X-Files, I still believed that there is extraterrestrial life somewhere in the universe. There has to be.
It's pretty infeasible to imagine.
The odds that there isn't some sort of an actual sentient life elsewhere in the universe compared to the odds that there isn't
mm-hmm.
is just huge.
The universe is too big of a place to
exactly.
not have something like that.
Assuming the universe is infinite.
I assume that.
Yeah.
Well, my dad and I were talking about
there's no evidence to the contrary.
This yeah. morning, and I basically pointed out, I'm like, well, what if the deal is that there are, like, the government knows about them, but basically the aliens were like, okay, you get to know about us, and we can help you every once in a while with your shit, but you can't tell anybody about us. And then my dad said, well, yes, but also it could be like the Star Trek thing, where they basically wait until a species or like a civilization
enough.
Gets advanced enough, and then they're like, okay, there's aliens,
welcome yeah. to the club,
yeah,
here's
yeah.
interstellar, so like, travel,
yeah,
they may
exactly.
give you little nudges along the way in the right direction, but
yeah, so I, nice. That was something he popped up, and I was like, oh my god,
that would be awesome.
Yeah,
it's true.
But I mean, what point do we have to reach to,
I don't,
oh my god,
I know.
Okay,
hoverboards,
yep, that was it. That's exactly what I was thinking. Once the hoverboard's invented, they'll be like, ah, welcome to our interstellar club. Here's the recipe for concentrated dark matter, and here's a portal to our base.
Now you just have to give us the hoverboards.
Oh, no, we're not giving up the
hoverboards. No, they have to share the technology with them.
Oh, okay,
we have to share it
great.
With them, because they haven't been able to figure it out.
So
basically, you have to bring something new to the table in order yeah. to join the intergalactic community.
And this is why the aliens haven't come yet, because stupid little bullshit one that Lexus made isn't gonna cut it.
No.
You won't go around on this like 100-square-foot customized skate park for 2 minutes. Ooh, big deal. No, you need
it's not
to...
before the batteries just die. It's about 2 minutes.
I think it's 5 minutes.
Oh, it's not even battery operated.
Oh, isn't
it's superconductors.
Oh, okay.
And it's only five.
They
and
have
it takes
to
forever to charge.
They just have to like pump a whole bunch of liquid nitrogen
yeah.
into it, and that's what
that's
makes it run.
That's really practical.
Oh yeah, like you got to carry around this big old pack of liquid nitrogen with you all the time. Plus, it's like maybe inch and a half off the ground.
Yeah, and
maximum.
Probably just barely moving.
Yeah, I mean, it looks so cool
yeah.
because you have a puff of hydrogen smoke coming up, nitrogen smoke coming out behind you. That's the real chemical. But, I mean, it's not practical in any way. And also, it definitely can't go over water.
No.
It doesn't have power. Obviously. You need power.
So it has that box ticked. But that's about it.
But there's so many more
yeah.
that have to get filled out. I just hit your phone. I'm very sorry.
How dare you?
I dare because I care. Does that make sense? No, it doesn't have to either. You just have to know that I care.
Wow. Thanks.
I care about you, Kirstie. That means I'm allowed to hit your phone sometimes.
Is that what love
Why do you
is?
Hate it?
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I'm hitting you because I love you.
Why do you hate it, Renee? Let's explore the depths of your soul.
Okay, all right.
Oh,
I'm,
gosh,
I'm,
we don't
I'm
want
open,
to go there.
I'm open to inquisition here.
Why do you hate Kirstie's phone?
I hate Kirstie's phone because it's a piece of shit.
Your mic's like oh. cutting.
All right, I'll adjust my microphone to make my point. I hate Kirstie's phone because it's a piece of shit. Why? It honestly is. She'd agree
it
with
is.
Me.
Oh. It's really awful.
S3 still right?
So I'm not off base here.
Hmm?
S3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just got a bunch of the preloaded stuff on there. It needs to be nuked from afar, I think. I need to get out my 20... No, nuked. Like, okay. We gotta wipe the fucker. Like, I need to get out my 20-foot USB cable and put it on the other side of the room and then hit the delete button from another room.
And then destroy the device.
It'll probably explode.
Through fire.
That'd be kind of fun, actually. You ever see what happens when you hit a lithium-ion battery with a hammer?
No.
I've seen what happens if you hit it with a pin.
Oh, God.
I've seen what happens when you put it into a microwave.
Oh, is it video that looks like there's a face coming out of it?
No, we actually did it in the robotics lab.
That's cool.
Wow. Just, were you bored one day?
Yeah.
And that was nice.
Somebody left their cell phone for like over a year and we're like, well, they're obviously not coming back to get it. And we had a microwave that was like kind of broken.
That's so cool.
So they said it literally caught on fire.
Yeah. I saw it was a video or GIF or something of somebody taking like either a pin or a really fine nail with a hammer. And tapped it into the lithium-ion battery that had a full charge. And it it takes off. It's like a 2.5-foot flame coming out of this hole.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just a massive... And then it basically starts melting a wider hole, which makes a bigger flame, and then just engulfs the entire thing in a giant fireball.
And they, like, hit it with a hammer?
Basically, they just tapped it with they like tapped the pin and then ran.
Oh my god, I would have like shot it with a BB gun. Like you pump that thing like 10 or 12 times.
I saw a video of somebody trying to shoot with a .22, see if that would set it off, but it didn't.
Really?
It just punched straight through.
Oh. Wonder why that didn't work.
Also, it was also theorized it may have been because it was a bad battery or a dead battery.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, you need to like buy it straight off the shelf.
You have to buy a fresh battery, which aren't that expensive.
No, they shouldn't. I mean, if you go over to, like, Batteries Plus, it's probably, like...
Or buy some, like, cheap old used Nokia.
Oh, yeah. Man, my mom... What's the oldest cell phone you've ever seen?
My parents' cell phone from the late 80s.
Yeah, it's, like, the big box one with antenna.
Oh, yeah.
Has it got a shoulder strap?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's, I think, after the shoulder strap. But it's like the brick that you see Pablo Escobar talking on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, my parents had one.
And it's not around anymore.
No, I think we still have it somewhere, actually.
Oh, man, we got to dig
it. It's hidden in a cabinet somewhere.
That's awesome.
I mean, I'm just interested in how those things even worked because SIM cards didn't exist.
No.
How do they link up with the towers? What's their thing?
They have the foot-long antenna sticking out the top of it.
Oh yeah, the big old fucking retractable thing.
It looks basically like a giant walkie-talkie pasted to a handset on a phone.
Okay. Let's see. There's two... that I could say are the oldest ones I've seen, but one of them isn't really a cell phone.
Okay.
The biggest one I've seen definitely is it was a wireless home phone.
Okay.
And it was probably like if you just took two regular red bricks and stacked them on top of each other end to end, that's the size of the phone pretty easily. And it had the 2 or 3 foot long antenna on it, so that was really cool. My mom's cell phone, the first cell phone I think my family ever had, though, I think it was not a Nokia. I do not remember who it was made by, but it really looked like a cross between a Nokia and the phone that Neo gets in the mail at the beginning of The Matrix, but it doesn't have a slide thingy.
Okay.
It's just like it's like maybe half the size of one of those red bricks.
Okay.
If you cut it laterally. Yeah.
By the Nokia, we were talking about just the standard classic indestructible Nokia phone,
right?
Yeah,
that blue and red one.
Or blue and silver, depending on your color coordination.
Or how your eyes work.
No, because then otherwise it'd be black and gold.
Yeah, get your shit together.
This is obviously green and Blurple. You never seen Blurple before? That sucks for you.
I can't believe that thing is still actually, we remember that. That's so sad.
It was a good phone.
No. I meant the pink and not the pink and gold. That's a different thing. No, the blue, silver, black, gold thing.
Blue, silver, black.
The dress thing.
Oh, my mom literally had like a meltdown over that because I saw it a different
We
color.
Avoided she, everything we possibly
and
could
she was
about
like,
that
Percy,
thing.
It is not this color. I'm like, yes, it is.
You divulged into what we avoided.
Yeah, it was not a worthwhile debate. For us,
if you're listening to this and you don't know what we're talking about,
don't look it up.
I'm sorry your mom had a crisis over it. Like, that's
well,
just not
she
worth
was, like,
it.
She thought I was like having a mental breakdown because I saw it a different color or something like that. Not really, but it felt like she was kind of just like semi-freaking out about it.
I can't believe we're dredging this up.
I know.
Like, it's not even, like, a question of people's, like, mental state. It's an optical illusion.
Yeah, that's like looking at the pictures that are stationary, but if you look at it long enough, it looks like it's moving. It's not actually moving all of a sudden. It's just the way your mind works.
The sky is technically an optical illusion.
Yeah. It's not actually blue, necessarily.
No, it's just...
It's blello.
Oh, my God. A whole new spectrum of colors.
My God.
I wish I could see Blello, but I could definitely see Blurple. You guys are missing out.
Okay. The fabled seventh color on the color wheel.
Yeah. I mean, oh, man. I kind of wish I could see different colors. But it would be really frustrating for me, I know that. Because, like, you wouldn't be able to describe said colors. And most likely, you would never be aware that you were seeing these colors in the first place.
Because you wouldn't think they'd be weird or different?
No. Like, maybe you'd get called out for being, like, red-green colorblind or something. Because maybe that, like, coincides with what you're seeing.
So you're saying some people who are slightly colorblind actually are seeing a higher plane of color?
Man, it's possible. If that one little part of their vision is screwed up, there could be other things that are wacky.
Yeah, maybe because they can't see reds, they can see a whole different thing of color.
And I'd be interested in, like, figuring out, like, what part of the brain processes color and seeing if there's any sort of cases out there of people maybe getting damage in that area and experiencing different colors and just being, like, fucking blown away by it. I don't know where I would look any of this crap up, so I'm going to call upon the internet to look it up for me.
Yes.
Google things for me, all the things that I just said. I don't feel like repeating them. Thank you.
Good luck.
Send them to tgifradioshow@gmail.com, because I don't feel like looking it up right now. I haven't Googled a single thing.
I know. It's actually impressive. We haven't opened a single tab.
I think that's what makes the good shows.
What,
I think.
When we have a ton of tabs or when we don't have any tabs?
No, just wild speculation.
Okay, yeah. We just go out on a really far limb.
Yeah, like what if the government was controlled by aliens? Let's start with that one. Or people seeing weird colors, or... let's think of another weird theory.
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh.
Wasn't there something
else? The Secret Service actually killed JFK.
Ooh, oh,
or the mob,
God.
Or
no,
Bulger
it was,
people.
It was totally this guy named
KGB.
Hickey.
I've heard a bunch of different
Hickey.
Theories.
Hickey. His last name is Hickey, and he was in the car behind them, and the fucking gun was ready to go. So it's
well, there's also
locked,
the thing with the Secret
loaded,
Service men who are supposed to be standing on the back
but it's
of the
also,
Lincoln.
It had the safety on, and so he, like, takes it up and then accidentally shot JFK.
Secret Service carried revolvers at the time, which didn't have safeties.
No, this one did.
Huh. Yeah, standard issue for the Secret Service was 357 at the time.
That's it.
Is this rereading this book that I'm looking at?
No, they had
Mortal Error, The Shot That Killed JFK.
It's a documentary on Netflix, and I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah?
But it talks about this book, and...
Yeah, I've heard theories on different individuals in the government, the Secret Service, the KGB, the CIA, the mob.
This one makes the
Oswald
most
working
sense.
Alone, Oswald working with a partner.
There's so many potential things. Oh,
oh yeah. I do, yeah. It is curious, though.
I mean,
theoretically, it is physically possible that Oswald could have done it by himself.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, because people have done the whole thing with the bolt action before.
Yep, they've used the exact rifle from the exact height and angle and distance on a moving target that was moving at the exact same speed.
Yeah.
Using the same amount of training that Oswald had, and they were able to successfully do it.
But it's really more fun to think about him being killed by
the
mob or something.
It's not entirely infeasible.
No, of course not. I'm just a lot more open to the idea of somebody besides Oswald doing it.
You should definitely watch that with my dad, though.
I have a very strong feeling that Oswald was involved, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that he had to have been working alone.
No, he probably had some helpers.
Oh, yeah. There's that big of a thing you're not going to do entirely by yourself and not tell anybody about.
Maybe he might have been trained by somebody from the KGB. Who knows?
That theory has also been there because he also did renounce his U.S. citizenship, live in Russia for a couple years, and then
oh,
come
yeah,
back.
Oh, yeah, that was that whole thing.
He came back, and then a year later, he killed Kennedy.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't.
Actually where the KGB theory went in, that he was taken in by the KGB, either brainwashed or just became a KGB agent.
Unfortunately, I got to bring up current events for that, but that kind of, it seems like a sort of a relation to San Bernardino, whole thing.
I haven't read new developments in that recently, but.
It's a whole thing. Like, the guy went over to Pakistan with his wife.
I heard there was a man and wife thing.
No,
Pakistani.
He went over there. Got a wife, got married, and came back.
So it's Oswald all over again, because his wife was from Russia that he brought back with him.
Same thing.
And his family was saying that he was like a completely different person.
Okay,
this sounds almost exactly the same from witness accounts from Oswald.
The thing on Netflix is called JFK The Smoking Gun. It's pretty good. Huh.
Oh, nice title. That's real good.
That reminds me of, talking about the whole going over a different place, being brainwashed and coming back and becoming an assassin thing actually reminds me of a movie I haven't watched yet, but I do want to.
Yep.
The Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was...
Actually, I think I recorded a copy of it on TV.
Really?
I just haven't watched it yet.
Oh, dude. We got to get around to that.
I know.
You need to watch that.
The original version, not the remake with Denzel.
They redid it?
They remade it with Denzel Washington, I think. I know. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
No, I will watch the original first.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, that might be like trying to do a remake of Glengarry Glen Ross. Like, you're not going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Do you ever watch that?
I haven't. I've been thinking about it. I saw they just recently added Ray on Netflix, which is cool.
What's Ray?
A biopic about Ray Charles, played by Jamie Foxx.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, it won a bunch of Oscars. I think
it was a really easy role for him because he has to wear sunglasses the whole time.
Yeah, and sing, which he's good at.
Yeah, no, he sang that one bit in Gold Digger.
Oh no, right. I'm thinking actually as an actual like singing and playing musical instruments.
Okay, well, has Jamie Foxx put out albums?
I don't know, but I've seen him. He hosted an SNL once, and he did like a little play the piano and sing opening.
Okay,
and he was actually pretty good.
Man, what a strange turn his life has taken. Yeah. Like, he met Quentin Tarantino and
became
he
an action
like,
star.
Oh yeah, this is my thing now. He could do both.
Is it weird to think that Will Smith, I think, was originally thought for that role?
Oh my God.
I'm not sure I would have seen that.
Somehow I think maybe the Church of Scientology would have said no. Like, they would have stopped him from walking onto that set.
Will Smith's Scientologist, I forgot about that.
Oh shit. Poor guy, really. I mean,
I'll be honest, they're one of the few buildings I've ever thought about wanting to go like Mission Impossible style infiltration into is the Church of Scientology.
Oh my God.
I mean, they have a building in Portland.
They do?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's actually a pretty impressive building in Portland.
Is it one of those printing press buildings, like a propaganda one, or is it just an office?
I don't know.
Mm, man.
But it says like Church of Scientology on the front of it. It's like a 15-story building or something, or a 20-story building.
Holy crap.
It's a pretty big building.
Did you know, I read about this a couple days ago, Russia banned the Church of Scientology outright. Good move on their part, I think.
Yeah, one of their policies that actually is a good idea.
one of the few, really. But, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good move because I think they decided that they were just outright committing human rights violations and they had to tell the locations to shut down in like 30 days.
Mm.
So it may not have happened yet, but... It's a good move for them.
Coming.
Yeah, it'll be there eventually.
Until the lizard people strike back and...
The lizard... oh, man, that would suck a lot. What if the aliens are on the Scientologist side?
Yeah, what if the Scientologists are actually right?
Fuck, I don't want that.
No.
I'd like to think I'm on the right side of the aliens, I think. Because, I mean, if they can... look down on the entire species and see how we're progressing as a whole. If it's a progress,
I'm surprised they don't
look
down. Or actually, they might actually give them precedent to try and invade and wipe us all out. They're like,
this is going really bad. Assholes.
We're going to step in, make things better for you guys.
We're just going to nuke you all and start over.
Yep. The best thing for you, really.
That's what we did with the dinosaurs.
Isn't that what Stephen Hawking's idea is? Is that aliens are going to look down on us and see a bunch of barbarians that need to be wiped out before we conquest the entire universe?
What the fuck?
Yeah, probably. I think that's... Oh, I was on the wrong window for that.
Oh.
You opened my developer tools.
Oh.
My web browser. Man, I should have thought of a better way to do this.
But yeah, they're going to look down and just be like,
No.
Let's go to the next planet, guys. This looks a little unruly.
This is the bust.
I think I think Hawking's outlook on the whole alien things is really pessimistic, though.
Yeah,
it is.
I feel like it's like aliens are just basically like road tripping throughout the universe. And, like, they pull up to Earth, and it's, like, some super dingy roadside bar with a bunch of, like, bikers and hobos sitting outside. And they're like, let's keep going. We got a little more gas in the tank.
Well, I really like South Park's theory is that every planet has a different species of animal and, people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, these aliens just put all different kinds of animals and people on one planet.
Mm-hmm.
And that Earth is actually a reality TV show.
Oh my god!
And they're like, look at these idiots trying to coexist.
with the hope that we never do coexist, because then the entertainment will run out.
Exactly.
Well, then it just turns out we're running ourselves extinct.
And then
anyway,
it gets really meta when we start talking about the existence of aliens.
But it's just really funny because that's their theory that, like, there's different planets for different things, and then these aliens were like, this sounds like a great reality TV show.
Oh, man.
So it's basically kind of like Cabin in the Woods, but on a much more galactic scale.
Yeah, and they're trying to cancel the show, which means can't, like, destroying Earth. And the, you know, the South Park guys are trying to make them not cancel it.
Don't
cancel the show.
Hashtag cancel Earth.
Yeah. One of the few South Park episodes I have ever seen is the World of Warcraft episode.
What do they do there?
Is it so about the addiction awful.
To it's it? It's so awful, but hilarious at the same time.
Does basically, Cartman get addicted to it?
No, actually, basically, they're playing, and then, like, there's some guy that has somehow magically exceeded the level cap.
Oh, wow.
And basically just become, like, the god of World of Warcraft, and he can kill anything and everybody.
Oh, no.
And, like, when he kills you, like, he, like, erases your entire profile. Like, there's no, like, respawning and finding your body. You're gone.
You're dead.
Oh my god!
You have to start over.
God's playing
pretty much, and so, like, the entire gang, like, gets together, creates new accounts, and, like, just spam kills, like, all sorts of, like, little rodents, like, for weeks at a time, just to max out the level cap.
Gets, like, to 300 pounds.
Yeah, they all get, like, morbidly obese, and, like, they're, like, calling over walkie-talkie for, like, mom, toilet. It's, like, runs down with a bedpan.
Oh
and
god!
And Cartman just shits all over his mom.
Bathroom. But, like, the developers at Blizzard, like, have, like, some secret weapon that's on a flash drive that is used that they,
like,
could use to
holding it, like,
yeah, it's like holding the mythic weapon, and
god.
Like, he takes it and plugs it in, uses the weapon to, you know, kill the guy.
Oh man, and do they reveal the guy?
Yeah,
it's
like some guy that's like 350 pounds, like, wearing, like, a belly shirt, leaning sideways in his chair, just like
hand braces because he has carpal tunnel. He's like this.
And and there's, like, a scene in, like, and there's, like, Cartman's like, carpal tunnel, like, he's holding his
hand.
And
Kyle, he's like, give me my icy hot, and he's, like, rubbing it on his hands.
It's really ridiculous, but hilarious at the same time. It's one of the few episodes I've seen all the way through.
It's a pretty good one.
That's fantastic.
I saw it
They did a Game of Thrones
That
one.
Doesn't surprise me.
Oh.
This last season.
Do I have to have seen the show to...
I haven't, and I got it.
Okay, cool. I know the theme song.
And the theme song, what they do is wiener, 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 wiener.
It's like the Peter Dinklage thing.
Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter
It's a good theme song, though.
Oh, man, it's great. I mean...
The orchestrate work is fantastic, top-notch on that show.
One of the few intros that I will sit all the way
through. Yeah, I almost always sit through the intro, unless I'm in a hurry, and then I'll skip the...
Best intros in TV shows go.
Oh.
I'll sit through the Friends one. I kind of like that song.
Mm, the song gets annoying really fast.
Does they it? Switch up the intro in Friends a lot. The scenes that they put in? Yeah,
it?
I've recently gone through it, and they don't keep the same thing like for two episodes.
So Game of Thrones is definitely one that I'll sit through.
Mm-hmm. Simpsons.
Oh, of course.
Obviously. X-Files I usually sit through.
The Office.
I haven't watched much of The Office, so I can't say that.
Oh, man. I love that theme.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Except for it's so much louder than the actual show, so every single time after, like, my sister comes out, she's like, that's too loud. I'm like, it's just the theme song. Go to bed.
Oh, man. There is, like, a war at Kirstie's house over TV volume. It is disgusting.
Yeah. I would usually sit through the House of Cards intro.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
No.
I like the Downton Abbey intro.
When I watched it the first time, I would sit through it. When I watched it with Therese, I skipped it almost every time.
Downton Tabby.
Is the Downton Abbey one just like a bunch of violins?
Yeah, but it's a nice music in it, and the shots that they have are really nice.
I totally I skip the House of Cards one. Like, I've left the room while it's
Mad
playing.
Men. Every
oh,
fucking
Mad
time.
Mad Men's a really good
intro. That's the one where him and I would, like, go back, and if it started playing automatically, like, after the theme song, we'd go back and listen to it.
Yeah. Most beats. Of the time, I'll still just skip through the intro unless I'm watching it, except for, like, few shows, which is usually Game of Thrones, which sometimes I'll even skip, or The X-Files, which I still sometimes skip.
That was how my parents got my sister to sleep at night when we were kids. The X-Files theme song. She was terrified of it. And so they were like, okay, well, X-Files is going to start playing on the TV. Like, we can't control it. And it would just start playing and she would run into her room.
Teresa and I were actually watching the X-Files last night. Some of the first episodes. Episode actually 2 and 3.
Nice.
So, because they actually remastered the entire series now in glorious 1080 widescreen.
Yes,
it's really good looking.
Oh, I gotta get that.
It's on Netflix.
Nice.
Anyways, and she was saying, like, you know, the last time she watched the X-Files, she was like 4 years old. She watched it with her brother, and it, like, scarred her for, like, a week. Like, she had nightmares.
Because, like, what's the first episode?
She couldn't really remember much of the episode. She remember like two tiny little scenes. I couldn't really place them.
You know, you're just gonna reactivate her trauma eventually if you keep watching it together.
Possibly, but that's the risk I'm willing to take.
I love her enough that I want to risk it.
Oh, the Twilight Zone intro.
Yeah,
you can
never skip
that.
The Twilight Zone.
God, that's good. Because eventually you can, like, figure out.
I usually just end up quoting it along with him.
Hell yes.
Oh, Blackadder. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Because
the song's different every time.
Mm.
It's, I don't know if I told you about the show before, but it's Rowan Atkinson placed in various roles throughout history.
British history.
Okay.
Yeah, very specific British history. And as... that'd
be interesting to see.
It's funny. We need to finish it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the last season is really sad.
They cut off their shows really quickly. Like, it only went for 4 seasons, but that was planned out. And with each season that he's on, he gets a little bit more evil, more devious. And in the first one, he's just, he's basically an idiot.
Is it serious or comedic?
It's comedic.
Totally
okay, good.
Comedic.
Okay.
Oh,
well, it's Rowan Atkinson, of course.
But it does have a little bit of historical accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in
a
the
little.
Sarcasm.
Just a little. Like, not overwhelming amounts.
No. But, yeah, definitely.
Rowan Atkinson, apparently, like, when he's not on set, he's, like, super chill, calm, serious guy.
Well, he's super into driving, like, racing cars.
Oh, yeah. He's, like, he's very, very focused.
He got really good on Top Gear, didn't he?
Yeah.
Actually, he did do pretty good.
Yeah, he was one of the people to beat.
Beat the Stig?
No, I mean, like...
Does anybody beat the Stig?
One Formula One driver has beaten the Stig's lap time.
Oh, wow. It was probably the Stig. He could beat
honestly,
his own time.
I think it was. But there's been,
there's been
3 Stigs.
Oh, yeah, that's
there's
true.
There's been a couple different Stigs. Well, there's been 3 confirmed Stigs, and then it's also been said that there have been other Stigs at different times, depending on availability.
I mean, like the Australian Stig and the
American
Stig.
Not including those guys.
Oh, my God. Okay.
The Stigs cousins.
Stigs cousins.
Speaking
vegetarian
of,
Stig.
Okay. Oh, I forgot that's coming back next year. Top Gear stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's
well,
true.
Not quite Top Gear, but...
Why is everybody freaking out about the bigger, blacker dick on Cards Against Humanity? Like, people
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
People are literally just figuring out that there's a secret card in the top of the box. Like, everyone else figured that out, like, fucking forever
ago. Every box?
Yes.
Yeah, I hadn't figured this out.
And you cut the top of the fucking
box. Wait, so
box
if I got my Cards of Humanity
so this
box
is like
right
a
now.
Art...
It's the bigger, blacker dick.
Oh.
Like expansion.
Oh, okay.
Never mind. Okay.
I was thinking, this is like some like Da Vinci Code shit where you like cut open the piece of art
like,
and
it's
then
it's
there's
one of
a
the
clue hidden inside.
I mean, it might be on this one, but I think it's an expansion
anyways.
That they put out. And yeah, and everybody has known about it forever, but I guess somebody like refigured it out and it's gone viral and everybody's like, oh my God, I had to cut my box and now I have this new card.
Oh.
And it's called the biggest, blackest dick.
Mm.
This is kind of looping back to the conspiracy theory thing.
Which one?
Any of them.
Okay, conspiracy theories.
This is the dumbest, craziest thing that I've ever seen. Have you heard of the bigger Luke hypothesis? This is a Star Wars theory.
Maybe, I don't think so.
No.
All right, this is the goddamn stupidest thing I've ever seen, but so fascinating with how in-depth this wiki is. Welcome to the Bigger Luke Wiki, the only wiki online devoted to the Bigger Luke hypothesis, the theory that in the original Star Wars films, there is a slightly larger version of Luke Skywalker alongside regular Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
The canon Luke hypothesis posits that Bigger Luke exists within the Star Wars universe in some way, shape, or form, and is therefore part of the Star Wars canon. His reason for existing and place in the Star Wars mythos is a hotly debated topic amongst canon Luke theorists.
Okay, that's still not explaining what the hell this theory even is.
The theory is pretty much that there are two Lukes.
How
in the
does
Star
that
Wars universe.
Work? Did like one just cut off his hand when he lost because the other one lost? Is this the Prestige, but with Luke Skywalker?
It's not nearly that conclusive.
Okay,
because
I'm talking Christian Bale's side of the Prestige, not Hugh Jackman's.
Oh,
the twin thing. Christian Bale.
Prestige, the Illusionist.
The Illusionists in the 1900s. Turn of the century?
No, I don't think this is.
Okay,
like
I'm just
saying. Well, I haven't seen that.
Okay.
So I don't know if I.
Wait, yes, you have, because you spoiled the twist at the end for me.
That doesn't surprise me.
I did?
No, because you didn't realize I hadn't seen it.
Oh. It's been a while since I've seen it. I can't remember.
I showed it to my parents, and I think their minds were a little bit blown by it. They're like, huh.
The main theory is like, people notice that in watching the movie, that Luke appears to be taller or shorter in various scenes.
Well, that's just depending on whether or not he was standing on the box.
Right? Was he standing on a box in certain scenes?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just guessing.
I mean, it could be as it easily
could be
explained away as that.
But it could just be depending on the height difference between the actors, because usually I think Carrie Fisher was standing on a box for her scenes with Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was like a foot taller than her.
Yeah, that makes sense. And,
so
and
in
if
order
Luke
them,
was next to them.
Yeah, I don't think Mark Hamill's that tall either.
No, but people have extrapolated this out to insane proportions. Like most of the theories kind of boiled down to Luke being cloned at one point. But there isn't just one theory for how he got cloned. There is like a theory for every character in the universe possibly cloning him,
okay,
including R2-D2.
Okay.
People...
Yeah, Mark Hamill's 5'9", by the way, so just so we have that out there.
I'm taller than Mark Hamill! Fuck you!
And then Harrison Ford's, I think, like 6'1", 6'2".
Damn it.
Which is my height. Yes!
You're not 6'2".
No, I know. I'm about 6'1".
Okay.
I've actually seen one of the set costumes for Harrison Ford.
Oh yeah,
in Chewbacca.
Is it in Seattle?
It actually was a traveling exhibit. It went to Seattle one time.
Oh nice.
I saw it, and then there was also actually
I was gonna go to that.
The 1977 Darth Vader suit, the original movie's Darth Vader suit.
That's amazing.
That was so cool. I was staring at that like, oh, that's cool.
Like full helmet and everything.
Oh yeah, everything. Cape, helmet, suit.
God, I'm so. I still want a full body stormtrooper suit.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, that'd be just such a cool thing to have in the corner of the room.
That would be pretty cool.
And well, the only thing is, you actually do have to get sized for it, which seems a little bit contradictory.
Yeah.
Of being a stormtrooper.
Well, I was
gonna
say,
definitely have to get it fixed.
Given that you're Mark Hamill's height.
Oh my god! But this freaking.
Yeah. And yeah. So, yeah, probably he was standing on a box for certain scenes when he was with other actors that were taller than him, and he was not standing on a box with scenes with Carrie Fisher, who was shorter than him.
Okay. It can be so easily explained away by that.
That's like saying Tom Cruise is cloned in all his movies.
This wiki, like, there is a wiki on this. It's just...
That's sad.
It's just a pursuit into meaning.
There's also probably a wiki page on the Darth Jar Jar thing. The Jar Jar is the evil mastermind of the original trilogy.
Not on Wikipedia or...
In general, on the Star Wars wiki. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I mean, we've talked about that here, haven't we?
I think so. I don't know if we talked about on air or off air.
That's so silly.
Look it up. It's silly but interesting to read.
Yeah, but there's no way George Lucas was planning that far ahead.
No.
And also, like, if you go through the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff where he's, like, talking about the storyboards and things, he's talking about... there's one scene that they nitpicked in that video that got popular, saying of George Lucas saying Jar Jar is the key to all this. That sounds very prophetic.
Yeah.
And
the Phantom Menace, the whole title, which implies what? Because all the villains are out there in the open. We know who the Emperor is.
Yeah. But and also, in that same moment when he's in that room, he's also saying Star Wars has never really had a funny character before.
Oh.
So it's in kind of an effort to debunk that theory. It does seem as though that wasn't his highest priority. His highest priority was making a cartoon rabbit that would appeal to 9-year-olds.
I thought it was just making money.
That kind of goes hand in hand, I would think.
Fair enough.
If you're creating something that dumb, there's no way that money isn't, like, in the back of your mind. Which, yeah. I mean, just look at like, the Minions franchise.
Yeah.
That's, like, the embodiment of that philosophy right there. But although somehow it's looped adults into it.
But it is more entertaining than Jar Jar.
Yeah, I guess, but it also didn't really need to exist either.
No, because
I've heard about the story of the Minions recently. And originally, they were never in the Despicable Me movie.
Mm.
The entire idea for the Despicable Me movie to begin with was a live-action adaption. And they decided that it would be cheaper to go the animation route. And the studio executives decided they added the Minions in themselves because they wanted to add appeal to children.
Okay.
And they also wanted something goofy. And they also wanted something to sell merchandise.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a terrible
And sense. Think how much merchandise those Minions have sold. I mean, they've been turned into anything that is yellow has been turned into a Minion.
It's ridiculous.
Everything from Tic Tacs, Peeps.
What?
Yeah, there have been Minions, Peeps, Minions, Tic Tacs. There have been Minions, water
Christmas
bottles,
lights.
Christmas lights, slippers, everything. And of course, since there's different types of Minions, you can make four of each type.
Oh my god.
And people will buy one of each of those.
Oh, Jesus. I mean, and you can tell, if you watch Despicable Me again, you will see how non-essential the Minions actually are.
Pretty much.
The scenes could be cut out entirely. If anything, the only reason they were added in, if there wasn't malicious intent behind them with the whole marketing,
it was to add stupid fart jokes and comic relief.
It was to get slapstick in there, yeah. Child appeal, yet again.
Yeah.
There's no reason for
them
to exist.
Who is an animated movie like that targeted towards in the first place, though?
Children generally, but yeah, so I would have also liked to have seen a live-action version of Despicable Me.
Yeah, that actually would be entertaining and interesting to see.
Who would have played Gru? Because it wouldn't have been...
It wouldn't have been Steve Carell.
No, he's not tall enough for that, and he doesn't have pointy enough a nose.
Oh, God. Alan Rickman? Tall guy with a pointy nose is the first guy I thought of.
Is he really tall?
He's a pretty tall guy, I thought.
Man, I do remember Snape kind of being a towering figure, so... Oh my god. I don't know if he could do that voice, though. He might be too British for that.
Man. Oh, I'm Alan.
He's 6'1", but you put him in platform shoes like Tom Cruise.
God, that guy is short.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is like, what, 5'5"?
You know who else wears platform shoes?
Hmm.
Your mom.
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, he's actually not too tall, is he?
No, he's probably not much taller than Tom Cruise.
No,
I don't think. Like, if you put him up back to back, he might have like 2 or 3 inches on Tom Cruise. It's not a whole lot at all.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, God, who is gonna play Gru in the live action movie, if it existed?
Yeah, I don't know. He's 5'8.5", Robert Downey Jr.
Who is really?
Yeah.
What? Why is he wearing plat? Well, I guess
because he's only. I mean, because compared to his other co-actors.
Oh yeah, he's got to stand up against like Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pine.
Fuck. Yeah.
The other dude.
One of the Chris's.
Because Chris Hemsworth is basically 6'3".
Everybody's named Chris in Hollywood,
and
just makes it easier for everybody.
And Chris Evans is 6 feet, so he's the shortest of them by a couple inches.
Yeah, he's got to stack up.
Yeah.
Because he can't wear the iron suit all the time, so he has to wear really silly looking shoes. I mean, look up pictures of those shoes sometime. My God. I don't know if I would stoop to that level. I still can't think of who's going to play the live action version of Gru.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm just trying to, like, I'm focusing on the nose too much, I think.
Yeah.
Who has the pointiest nose in Hollywood? If Danny DeVito was taller, he
might
be.
Yeah, if Danny DeVito was about 2 feet taller, he'd be perfect.
2 feet? He's so short.
He was a perfect penguin.
I love watching him, like, around normal people. I'm like, what the fuck? What the actual fuck?
How he just, like, flails his arms when he's talking.
I didn't open your developer tools, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I need to find a better system for this.
Yeah, anyways. I don't know. Honestly. Actually, I kind of want, now that I've said it, I do kind of want to see Alan Rickman do this.
Oh, my God.
Because he can do goofy voices, I think.
Has he done them before?
No.
I'm just thinking, I don't know.
Not really.
The only things I've seen him in
Galaxy Quest.
I've seen Galaxy Quest, Harry Potter, and Die Hard. That's it.
The same voices. I think he does himself very well.
Yeah. God, he's so great in Galaxy Quest, though.
Yes.
That's amazing.
By Grandpa's hammer.
Oh, if, speaking of Galaxy Quest.
We need to watch that soon, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And also, one other thing that I was thinking of earlier today, I don't remember.
Anyways.
What were we talking about? Anyway.
Galaxy Quest.
But Galaxy Quest has Tim Allen in it. I'm making the Tim Allen connection here. Watch the Santa Claus again.
I usually do.
That's pretty good.
The first one is good. Don't ever watch the sequels.
Oh,
we did.
I'm sorry.
Wait, did you watch the third one?
Which of
the
sequels?
Sleeping?
No.
Just
the second
one.
But okay. He fell asleep.
The second one's
through.
Not great, but it's not nearly as bad as the other sequels.
If I remember right.
What's the third one?
Oh, Jack Frost.
The Jack Frost.
Is there a fourth one?
I thought there was, but I could be wrong.
No, I don't think there is.
With Martin Short.
Yeah, Martin Short plays Jack Frost, and he basically usurps Tim Allen as Santa.
Yep.
Sure.
I thought Santa basically just went back in time to not be Santa anymore.
That was his intention, but then Jack Frost,
I saw it once at, like, a holiday Christmas party for one of my parents' work.
Yeah.
Because I tried not to watch it because I heard it was horrible, and it did not disappoint.
It's really bad. Like, for some reason, the most prominent thing I remember from that is, like, somewhere in the DVD extras, there is a bit where there's, like, this weird bobblehead animation of Jack Frost and Tim Allen in that movie, and they're doing this really stupid Christmas-inspired version of Ice Ice Baby.
Okay.
Yikes.
That
sounds horrible in so many ways.
Oh, it's bad. It's really scary. So, yeah. Because the gimmick is Jack Frost is Jack Frost, so he's Ice Ice Baby, and then Tim Allen is Santa, so he's Nice Nice Baby. And it's like a weird rap duet that should have never existed, and I'm not even sure why my brain brought up that specific memory, but I really regret it, and I want to take that part of my brain out now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
please just do it.
Anyways, tall, pointy-nosed actors. We need to think of this.
Okay.
I got nothing.
How tall is Martin Short?
I don't think
not
he's that,
that tall.
No? Okay.
Let me think of what ice carrying him.
Ice? Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
He was
pretty short. He was also like kind
he's
of
he's 5'7 and a half.
Yeah.
He's too short for that.
Yeah. Jeez.
Man, I wish there was like all right, this is a website that should exist, and I'm going to commission the internet to do that. A casting call website.
Where we cast our own people.
Where it's the database of all the A to C list celebrities, and you enter certain parameters in terms of physical appearance or voice.
Okay.
Or maybe acting range.
Okay.
And then it'll bring up the most relevant actors based on those parameters that you've entered.
Okay. I just thought of another possibility for Gru.
Ooh, go.
Nick Cage.
Okay. He would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, he would.
And isn't he? He's probably like 6 foot two, right?
I don't know.
Actually, I don't know. I have no idea how tall he is.
By I don't mean he's 6 foot two. I mean he's 6 foot also.
As well.
T-O-O. As well as.
He's 6 feet.
He's 6 feet?
Yeah.
He could probably play Gru. He might have to wear dumb platform shoes, but I mean, if he's playing a supervillain already and doing a silly voice, you're not going to be paying attention to his feet.
No. Man, it's all camera work.
Yeah. Oh my god, I think that would actually work really good. Because then he'd have to do... Would he have to do that voice? He'd definitely have to do that voice.
He'd have to
do
some sort of silly voice similar.
Oh man. I think that's the role that his career has been
it seems like
looking
we,
for.
We always end up coming up with movie ideas, and we always end up casting Nick Cage.
Because he can be in anything. The
yeah,
man
and
can...
he will never say no.
No, he is a man devoted to his craft.
Yes.
And you can't fault him for
we
that.
We still need to get him and Gary Busey on his thing, on that space buddy cop movie.
Oh, my God. Yeah, didn't we have a third guy lined up for that?
Oh, God, I don't remember who.
Mel Gibson, maybe?
Nah,
would he work
maybe.
With them? Would he mesh?
He'd be like the either the police captain or like the wild card that wants to be on the monster's side.
I would love to see Mel Gibson as a police captain.
Yeah, actually, I would go for that.
That'd be awesome.
Space police captain Mel Gibson.
Yes. Oh, man. We got to flesh this idea out more. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not, we want you to, at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. I really messed up the word subscribable.
That's all right.
It's fine. You got it.
And if you're listening to us on KOUG, you didn't get to hear us say all our bad words like fuck or shit.
We really didn't say that much, though.
But
it wasn't that bad. But I also forgot to mark a few of them, so I'm going to have to listen this whole thing through anyway. Closing statements around the table.
Wrap your gingerbread man.
Because it's that time of year.
Yes.
Yeah,
tis the
season.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Cokes are owed now.
Yeah.
Most horrible time of the year.
for you in a store, anyway.
No, it's actually not that bad. It actually is really slow right now. Anyways, my closing statement would basically be just Nick Cage for president.
For president, for world leader, for ambassador to the future aliens.
The end.
Why not?
I think he could do it. Yeah. All right, we'll be back next week, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Committing to it. All right, party on, everybody.